USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is staying on the court for now. Breyer, who turns 83 in August, is the senior liberal on the bench. Tim Berg has more.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer says he hasn't decided if he'll stay on the bench. Some Democrats are calling for him to step down so President Biden can name a younger liberal to the court while Democrats hold a majority in the Senate. The 82-year-old justice said it would depend on his health and on the court. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Olympic organizers have made a series of major last-minute policy changes to reduce the risk of a super spreader event at the Olympics, but did not impose a vaccine mandate. The U.S. Olympic team is requiring coaches and staff members to be vaccinated, but not the athletes. Countries like Venezuela and Nigeria are sending large delegations to Tokyo, but currently have less than 1% of their populations fully vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Ashley Katana is the public policy manager at Facebook, and she is here with us to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. Ashley, can you share with us this unique program that started in California?
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
As of right now, where does this endeavor originate from?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, thank you so much for all this great information and this great service you're providing. Could you please tell us where we can go for more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
The United States government is now in the business of fact-checking over at Facebook. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki at the lectern Thursday.
We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical professionals to connect to connected medical experts who are popular with their audiences with accurate information and boost trusted content. So we're helping get trusted content out there. We also created the COVID community core to get factual information into the hands of local messengers.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is pushing lawmakers to reach an agreement by next week on the recently introduced spending packages without a way to pay for it. Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat from Virginia, said senators differed over whether Schumer's extremely short timeline was helping the bipartisan effort. It will take 60 votes to start debating the infrastructure measure, as Republicans are expected to use filibuster. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Cuban rap singer Pitbull wants America to stand up for his people on the communist island. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Cuban-American rapper and pop star Pitbull is calling for the world to support anti-communism protesters in Cuba.
People that we're so proud of, people such as Jeff Bezos, Cuban-American, graduated from a high school in Miami, built one of the biggest companies in the world, the richest man in the world. He's somebody that can get involved and really help us on what we got. All we can do is create awareness.
Pitbull posting a two-minute video on Wednesday that he called a message to the world. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is claiming misinformation is a problem in America and the reason we have a high percentage of people deciding not to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Surgeon General has issued an advisory.
Today, we live in a world where misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health.
Vivek Murthy is calling for a nationwide effort to stop the spread of dangerous misinformation about COVID-19.
All of us have to ask how we can be more accountable and responsible for the information that we share. And those of us who may have larger platforms, I think, bear a greater responsibility.
He says the false claims have led people to reject vaccines and public health officials, putting people at risk. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.